Track 3.
You can really see the layers of rock here, can't you? Now, very carefully, come down to the water's edge, but mind your step. It can be very slippy down here sometimes. Have you noticed how much darker this rock is compared to all that sandstone? Apparently, when I was here last week, earwigging on a group of human elders, I heard them say that this is mudstone. Mudstone, I ask you. How can mud be a stone? The only mud I come across is wet and squelchy. They said the mudstone was called shale. Apparently, if you look really carefully in the shale, you can see tiny fossils about 1 or 2 centimetres across. Little spirals they are. They reckoned they are the shells of extinct relations of octopus and squid that swam in the sea about 320 million years ago. And get this, they even reckon this whole area used to be a big swampy river like the Mississippi. Okay, rock detective, here's your next challenge. I want you to meet me by the line of stones on the path ahead. Each stone has 2 holes in them. Try and guess why they're there. See you in a few minutes.